Checking in again with Quincy, a city council president, councillor at large, Noel DeBona, for a rundown of the March 21st city council meeting. Hi, Noel.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Doing great. Now we're officially into spring.
Sure is. The sun is out today. You can see it in the background here.
Yeah, it looks good. And hopefully we're going to start to warm up here and see some signs of spring for sure. How'd the meeting go last night?
Went pretty good. Went pretty smooth. And, you know, just regular stuff on the agenda. Massachusetts, the MSBA program. We just had to put our statement of interest in for a couple schools, Broad Meadows, Point Webster, Wollaston Elementary, Montclair Elementary, and Parker Elementary. Just those five needed it right now for the funnel of continuing to do the statement of interest and putting in for funding. We get reimbursed a lot of funds by some of the things are in the schools, furnaces, boilers, roofs, doors, all kinds of windows, different items that we look for. And we do a punch list, and Director Public Buildings, Paul Hines, does a fantastic job going through these schools and having a punch list. And, you know, we'll zero in on those five, but we're always looking for the other 13 schools, as well as the Della Chiesa. So we have 19 schools total. We're always doing a punchline over there at the schools. Was really good when I was on the school committee. They did a great job, and then going into the council. So we put those in. We also had Councilor Yang brought forward a net zero admissions, as well co-sponsored by myself, Bill Harris, that's in Ward 6, Councilor Andronico, Councilor Phelan, and Councilor Mahoney, just to have the Squanum New Elementary School be under a net zero type of emissions type of build out. We didn't do it in the original statement of interest. We're doing it now in the forefront with the architect and the different procedures that we're going to move forward with. Those were the few items on the agenda. We also had National Grid came in. Councilor Harris does the Public Works chair. We had a presentation from National Grid. Obviously, we just talked about the weather being better. Well, guess what? Now it's time to the underground area is not frozen anymore. We can go start to dig under there with new gas lines, new pipes, new, doing the roads over, obviously. But this one particularly is 3.3 miles. It's going to go all the way from North Quincy for National Grid. They got to put some cables in. You know, it's served almost. It's nearing its service life. 1973, they were put in, so they're almost at the end here. National Grid wants to put them in at the expense, which is great. And it'll go all the way from North Quincy all the way down to Field Street. Their basic two subsections, the substations that they have. 3.3 miles is a good stretch. Obviously, with our roads and, it's a strategy out there, Joe. Commissioner Gracioso does a fantastic job with an algorithm. Okay, we're going to do the lines over here for this particular street. We got to do the gas lines over here for this particular street, making sure that we don't pave a street that's going to be torn up again. So there's a science to the madness out there on the streets, on the underground, sewer lines, water mains, all kinds of different stuff that needs to be done. And there's a strategic move to get them done. Obviously, when you tear up some of these roads, they obviously have to be refilled and then basically they have to settle. 3 to 6 months in time, and then we go out and we do the paving of them. So there's a good Commissioner Gracioso does a fantastic job with. The last one was resolve for 74 Greenleaf Street, which was one of the public buildings that went and referred into Finance, Oversight, and Public Buildings Committees. Councilor Mahoney wanted an update basically on that transaction and just how it's been going over the last few years, and if there's any new work that's been done over there, that'll go into committee and be pulled out of there. And public buildings commissioner Paul Hines will come in front of us to talk a little bit more about that.
Okay, quick question, Noel, about National Grid. I noticed that it said it was phase two. So what was phase one?
Phase one was the HTT, which was completed over the summer. And then obviously we have another proposed phase two, which is coming up here in the spring. So I think it was just the preliminary to get this set up for here in 2022, obviously in the spring. We had to wait over the winter, obviously. And, now the weather's breaking. We're into spring. It's getting warmer. It's not as frozen down there, so we can start getting into the.
Okay, very good. And finally, any news yet on getting back to in-person meetings?
It looks like we're probably going to be going back in on April 4th. I was just waiting on a little bit more of the COVID. You know, I had mentioned back in December that we were going to go back into the council chambers in January. And then the Omicron, it just hit us very hard in December and January. We had record numbers for cases. And I don't want to run into that issue again. So I was just weighing it out just to see how things were going, if that second variant was going, and it's not really strong and the weather's starting to break and it looks like it's good. So for the safety of some of the other colleagues in there, we were just waiting on that. It looks like we'll probably be going back in. I'll reach out and have more information on that, Joe, very, very soon. But it looks like April 4th, we'll be back in the chambers.
Okay. Is that your next meeting or do you have another one in March?
Nope. This is this last night was the last one in March, and we go every it's 2 weeks cycle this time around. And we're going in April 4th, and then we don't have one until April 23rd. So it's a 3 week gap in April. So usually we do two a month. And sometimes based on holidays and different things, I'm pretty sure that Easter is in the middle of that. And, you know, Easter Monday there as well. So was the 2 week out. So we went the following week. We can move stuff around in different months. But we're basically under protocol to come in every two times a month, with the exception of July and August.
Right. Yeah. Will there be a virtual option still? No, or is it just going to be all in person?
Right now, the council chambers, and this is the reason why, is you guys over at QATV cannot set up the function. I think we don't have the hardwired software, or I guess the hard wiring inside of the council chambers to allow that type of option. It would cost a lot of funding to come in and do that hybrid system. We just don't have it set up. So we won't be able to have that option, but it's a pretty big area. The Quincy School Committee is starting to do their meetings in there just for a duration of time, just so they have enough space. They're just trying to basically buy some time until this, hopefully the COVID subsides, and we're in the kind of the same boat. But, you know, for two straight years, that's all we talked about every day. And now it's shifted over to gas prices and the war in Ukraine. So, that's where the TV set is going to go on. You know, that's what the newscasters will try to talk on. What's the hottest topic that's going to sell the most funding and money and get people interested in watching and listening?
Well, QATV, we don't care about that. We care about getting.
We don't care. We just give them information.
Exactly.
That's what I like about great. It's great on QATV.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you helping with that mission too, because we couldn't do it without a cooperation from you and the whole council. So it's great.
Thank you, Joe, and I appreciate it. And looking forward to the future, looking forward to spring. The weather's starting to break, and obviously the clocks have been changed, so we get an extra hour there. And I think, you know, it's getting darker now. 7:30 was at one point, it was at 4:30 not too long ago. So we pushed out, and it's really good to get that. Looking forward to the spring and getting back into sessions. I think some of the biggest things going into, obviously, May and June will be the new budget. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. So. Looking forward to 2022 here, Joe.
Likewise. Appreciate it, Noel. We'll catch up on April 5th, if that's okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joe. You're
welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.